Time for Hidden History. Charles Fay, our historian, is with us this morning. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So Josephine Munce Adams, probably not a name that tumbles off people's lips, but a very, very good artist back in the day, originally hailing from our area in Kyneton.
Yeah, she was born at Barfold, which is just a bit outside Kyneton. Her father was the local sort of shire engineer there, and who'd married her mother, Jane, in 1861. And Josephine was the first of nine children born to that family. And she sort of studied art at the National Gallery School in Melbourne, but then went off to Europe and studied at the Academy Colarossi in Paris and also in England. Oh. So she was incredibly well trained. She trained in Melbourne with such people as Arthur Streeton. But when she came back to Melbourne in the 1890s, she established a very successful career in Melbourne and later in Queensland.
Yeah. Just going back to the nine kids, obviously they didn't have TV back in the day. or as the old story goes, you know, nothing like recycling good old jokes. You know, the doctor said, "Oh well, I'll see you next year again, I guess." And she said, no more kids. I've got a hearing aid." And they said, "What?" Yeah, said it. Yeah, because every night we'd go to bed, and the husband would go, "Do you want to go to sleep or what?" And I'd go, "What?" Ah, yes, oldies but goldies. So she certainly went on to paint a lot of very important people.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose her two most famous portraits, one is hanging in Victorian Parliament, which is a picture of a guy called Duncan Gillies, who happened to preside over a period when Victoria went bankrupt, but that's another story.
Yeah.
And she also painted the Labor politician, Charles MacDonald, and that picture's on display in Parliament House in Canberra.
Wow.
But, yeah. I mean, there's a wonderful self-portrait I'm looking at that she painted in 1896, which was recently sold for about $60,000, I think. So.
Wow.
And she seems also to have been, she was very popular in both Melbourne and Brisbane, and sort of, I suppose, a lot of the wealthy families of those two cities used to paint their portraits.
Interestingly, too, you know, if people in our region want to see her work, she has paintings hanging at, well, the National Gallery in Victoria and Queensland Art Gallery, but also in Ballarat and in Bendigo and in Castlemaine as well.
Yeah, I haven't been able to find out what the Bendigo picture is. They don't seem to have a good online list of their paintings, but as soon as old Elvis is over, I'm going to go and have a look, I think.
Yeah, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anything in the art gallery at the moment. Yeah, unless it's a guy from Memphis with slick-back hair. So there you go.
Yeah, yeah. But the portraits are wonderful. I mean, she seems to have painted them on a sort of dark background, and the people just seem to spring forward from that dark background. They're just beautiful images, I reckon.
I love those paintings and portraits that it's almost like a photograph in so much as you can actually see into the subject's eyes. You know, it's a real talent to be able to do that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, and she seems to sort of, I mean, she seems to have been able to capture the inner personality of these people in a beautiful way, you know.
Mm.
They're very reflective portraits, wonderful work, I reckon. I suppose one of the problems is she lived a very long life, and towards the end of her life, she seems to have been somewhat forgotten, but I'm surprised she's not more well-known.
Yeah.
Wonderful pictures.
No, well, I'm going to do a bit of research and have a look at a few of them myself, and certainly a very, very important person in the arts in our area. So, Charles, as always, fascinating. Thank you for that, and we'll talk again next week.
Okay, catch you, Mark.
Good on you, Charles Fay.